We're going to let go of all of our names, all of our designations, all of whoever we think we are. We're just going to be at peace and be still for a change. Because it's the ego which gets in the way of peace. So when you close your eyes to start the meditation, just imagine that you're a person with no history. A person who's not tied down. Not tied down to the past. And not tied down to what you think is going to happen in the future. Not tied to any descriptions at all, but free. Almost like you imagine yourself floating through the sky. Not tethered to anything. Weightless. Free. It's a beautiful description of the mind in meditation. Just floating in the moment. A peace. I often made a point, which was told to me by people who go up in hot air balloons. It doesn't matter how windy it is. Up there in the balloon, you feel no wind. Because whichever way the wind blows, the balloon goes completely with it. It has no resistance, no control. Just at one with the wind. So as you close your eyes, we make ourselves one with this moment. Oh, but first of all, one with your body. Just to experience this body of yours. And be at peace with it. Not resisting. But calming. Pacifying. Uniting with this body of yours. To feel it in its fullness. But without rejecting any part of your body. Or trying to make it different. We observe with this wonderful kindness, which accepts this body for what it is, for how it is, how it happens to be in this moment, with caring attention. One of the first places where our traditional body, which we saw, was when Ajahn Sumedho and a few other monks left those forests in Thailand and went to stay in London. And they were staying in a townhouse in Hampstead, in London, in the winter. And if any of you have ever stayed in that part of the world in winter, it's one of the most boring, depressing places you could ever be. The standard joke was at that time of the year, you look up at the star, at the sky, and it's as if your mind is like a mother to your body. Looking over it, smiling, kind. Just being with your body a little bit longer. And then start to focus on the mind. Float out of the body. It should be comfortable by now. By focusing all your attention on this beautiful present moment. So you're flowing with time now. Just like in the balloon, you flow with the wind. This is the wind of time, blows, and you're always in this moment. Because you go completely with time, like up in the balloon, you can never feel any wind. When you stay in this present moment, you can't feel the pressure of the past or the drag of the future. You're free, floating in this moment like a balloon. Not tethered to the past, not throwing out a line to the future. Free in this moment. And not tying yourself down to thoughts and opinions and words, but freeing the mind so it floats in silence All thought means you're resisting something. There's a tension because you're not fully releasing the mind into the present. See how much you can release, free, let go of the mind, so it can just be in every moment, flowing, without collecting anything. coming close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What's this meditation done for you? Please be aware of the peace, the freedom, the inner happiness generated by this meditation. So beautiful to be still and at peace, untied to anything in the world. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. When the 3rd sound from the gong fades, then come out from your meditation.